Blog Talk Radio.
Can I have his dance?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.
Hey! Just riding out a little bit. Can you guys hear me? All right. We're working back here in this studio. This is Miss Latoya Bird on the I Love Down South show, trying to shed some light on what's going on down south. A lot of people see us as the underdogs, and we might be, but there's so many great things that are going on in the South area that we want to just provide this platform for you to chime in, for you to give your, you know, contributions, your 2 cents about how you feel about what's going on down South, what you love about down South, and if you have anything going on. You understand me? So I know Good News Ghouls definitely has something going on here in the down south area. If you haven't checked out our October issue, make sure you check it out. The November issue is dropping next week. We had the opportunity to have our very own Miss Kenesha McCombs Gummer be on the cover of that issue. And last month was very, you know, important in regards to highlighting the cure when we talk about cancer. I'm not about celebrating the disease. I'm about celebrating the cure. So make sure you check out goodnewsghouls.com. The link is in the show description right at the bottom. All you got to do is click on it. Now, in regards to what's been going on, the last time we've been on the show, we have taken a little hiatus. We've been extremely busy and actually restructuring and getting some things ready for 2018. Yes, ma'am, 2018. So you may be hearing from us here and there. We may be starting back super strong in January, but we're going to be bringing you some special guests along the way as we proceed. So tonight's topic is called The Elephant in the Room. Tonight's special guest is Akilah Malik. And some of you may be familiar with her if you happen to have attended Miami Southridge Senior High, home of the Spartans. I'm just saying because I'm a Spartan. So go red, black, and silver. But before we bring her on, I'd like for you to get a pen and paper so you could just reflect on some personal development, all right? So a lot of times in our communities, we don't like to address certain things. So if you could write down some of your personal taboos, some things that you don't like to talk about, some things maybe that your family doesn't like to talk about, whether it's homosexuality, whether it's y'all finances because you're broke and nobody wants to deal with the reality of that, or several different things. It may be molestation that people know about but don't want to talk about. Like, so I want you to write down some of the taboos that you may have personally and that you may have in your family. And these are going to be a pathway for you to deal with some of the elephants in the room, some of the elephants in your life, and so you can get closer and closer to healing. So at the end of the day, the point is for you to elevate no matter what. It's always about you elevating, moving forward, healing, moving past the past, not having a beef blackout where you don't know what's going on because you just zoomed in on the fear and on the problem. All right? So we already want to set the tone. And tonight will be live. Tonight, meaning like lit. Tonight will also be very inspiring and hopefully empowering to those of you that are listening. And so all that. Shouts out to Blaze Carter, who had a moving post. I think it was on Instagram, Tears of Joy. It's so beautiful to see a man in touch with his emotions and able to express them and show them. If you guys don't know who Blaze Carter is, a few years ago, unfortunately, his son, King Carter, was murdered. And he and his wife just took that horrible situation and just turned it into a divine movement where they are now advocates for life and just being fully committed to living, all right, and doing what they can, giving back, and just promoting their artistry as well as they reach back and promote other artists who he did mention, Mike Smith and D. Shep from Down South, are on their game. So shouts out to Blaze Carter for acknowledging and highlighting some brothers from Down South. All right. So without any further ado, I would like to bring on the woman of the hour, the elephant herself, if you will. This is a woman of strength and a woman of power. And if you could help me welcome the one and only, the Akilah Malik. Peace and greetings. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, I had the opportunity of reconnecting with Miss Akilah maybe about a few weeks back, two or three weeks back, and we had the opportunity to actually link up this past week, past few days. And, you know, it's nice to see a familiar face that you went to high school with or a face that you recognize from your neighborhood. And, right. and you know, 10, 15, 20 years later to see, you know, what has happened to the people that we once knew in our youth. You know, right. Some of those stories are scary stories, Akilah, but,
yeah, yeah.
You know, between you and Kanisha, just reconnecting and hearing your stories and seeing how you have evolved and grown, you know, from our youth to now has been amazing. Mm-hmm. So that's why I actually am happy that you're on the show and the fact that you, you know, shared some things with me in regards to entertainment. Mm-hmm. So I think the first thing for us to do is for you to share with us who Akilah is and where is she at right now when it comes to her dreams, her goals, and her aspirations.
Oh, that's a good question. And I think that's something we all, you know, need to look at your own situation, you know, look in the mirror and figure out who you are. You know, without a man, without the kids, without, you know, all the things that can, if you know, affect you on the outside. And when you ask me that, I can say that I'm a friend and I'm a child of God. And it's a lot of things that he's put on my heart and in my mind to talk about with a lot of people. So this is why, you know, I talked to you about this, and this is something that I feel like I should have been doing. But like everybody else, you go through things in your life and you lose your way. So in that, you know, when I told you about the elephant in the room, you know, I had a dream that I really wanted to share with everybody before we, you know, got into this conversation. But the elephant in the room, I had a dream about that when I was young, real young. It was a big elephant in the first apartment my mom actually got after my dad left. We were staying in a one-bedroom apartment. It was my mom and her four girls. And in this dream, that it was a big elephant sucking my mama's leg up through his trunk. And I'm trying to fight the elephant. We fighting the elephant. We trying to pull my mama's leg out of the elephant. And we could not get her leg out of this elephant. It was just stuck. And so I guess I ran off towards the hallway to try to get somebody or get something to help. And then I see this witch in the hallway stirring up a pot, laughing at me. So, you know, to me as a child, that scared the mess out of me. I don't, you know, you don't take that. You want to have dreams. You know, you want to see things beautiful.
You don't
want to
have nightmares.
Right. For some reason, I was just having nightmares all the time, young. It got to a point where I got grown and I felt like I couldn't have dreams. All I had was nightmares because all I, you know, besides that, it was other things that I was seeing. So, but as I got older, you know, it made me really reflect on that dream because it never left me. And that big elephant in the room, you know, that's the idiom. It's a big, It was a big elephant in the room. So then it made me think, okay, this elephant had my mama by the leg. So it's something my mama couldn't talk about. It's something that my mama couldn't let go of, couldn't get released. It had a hold of my mother. So in her not being able to talk about those things, it trickled down into my generation and then my kids' generation, my sisters. You know what I'm saying? So this is something that I struggled with as a young girl, and I had to get through because my uncle was a pervert, simple and plain. And my mama talked about the stuff she went through with her, with other family members that I later found out about because I was so adamant, oh, y'all going to talk to me. Y'all going to say something to me. You know, I wasn't the one to push it under the rug. You going to deal with it. You going to deal with it head on when you dealing with me. And if you can't, then I don't want to talk to you. You know, and I feel like that's how we need to start addressing more all the situations that go on in our. It ain't about letting everybody know your business, but I bet you 9 times out of 10 the thing you going through, somebody else going through it in their household, and it need to be talked about. Everybody getting molested. You know, I've been watching. I keep my little top buzz on my phone to see what's going on, and I promise you, every time I pop it open, it's somebody done killed their child. Somebody, you know, and I'm so tired of it. It's like, where's the love? The love has been lost because no one wants to talk about anything. Everybody's hurting, and nobody is really dealing with it. We taking drugs. We medicating ourselves to get over the pain, but it's just temporary. What about after the pain? How you deal with it?
That's
how you
right.
Nip it in the bud so your kids ain't got to deal with it? Because right now, you know, at the same time, I can talk about it because I'm in the midst of it. I don't know. My kids, I feel like something went on, and my kids, they can't even keep it real with me to tell me that. So before I could talk to everybody else, understand that I'm going through the situations myself. That's why I really want to talk about it. And as much as black people think therapy, you know, talking about things is taboo, they don't want to talk about it. But therapy helps. And that was another reason why God kept putting this on my heart. Like, I kept saying, oh, I want to start this talk show, but I kept, you know, procrastinating because, oh, I got to pay the bills. I'm the only one doing it. You know what I'm saying? So, and I didn't know nothing from nothing. So it was a blessing that I got to sit down and talk to you and tell you what my aspirations were. And you just was like, okay, we could do that. Oh, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. And that's how it should be everywhere you go, dealing with anybody. Cubans, the Jews, white people, every gender, every culture stick together but us. Every culture. And then you listen. I listen to the documentaries made across the waters in China and all. These people look at us, the black people, like, y'all are the most discriminated against, the most, the main ones who they put down, and y'all, yet y'all still want to be in these people's faces and put on with these people and for these people. And we wonder why they look at us crazy. We got to have love for ourselves.
And it has to be some rebuilding.
Right. We have to talk about it. And it starts at home. When your kids are hurting, put their phone down, cut the TV off, find out what the hell is going on with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
When they say, oh, they don't like going over somebody's house, pay attention to that. Don't close your ears. Don't close your mouth.
Ms. Akila, if I may, I need to chime in because you said a couple of different things. And I'm going to take it back. I'm going to take it back to the dream. And we're going to walk through this thing. Because the dream there, first of all, I had a powerful week this week.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of taboo, a lot of people don't like to talk about spiritual things or experience that they have. And I feel like we're such spiritual beings, but we ignore those very, very things. Like from the smallest thing, like, you know what, I met this person, or I shut this person's hand, or, you know, I don't really vibe with them. Like, we ignore those. And so the children around us, the people around us, they pick that up. They pick that up that we're not acknowledging certain things. So you talked about the leg, and I'm making specific notes, and these are things that I'm going to be studying later on tonight, things that want to bind us by our legs. When you bound somebody by their legs, you are enslaving them. So the first thing that comes to mind is fear. Fear is as powerful as you make it. And so when we allow fear to become something, and we allow it to wrap it around our legs, we're submissive to it. And then it's you know, fear is nothing but a psychological aspect that we can decide or not to decide, you know, or decide not to be afraid of something.
Right,
and so, you know, just listening to your dream, and you said you had that dream at a young age. So in your perspective and your perceptions, you know, you see the witch, a mean-looking witch, you know, stirring a pot, laughing, right? So your insecurities, the fear, and all these different things are being revealed in the dream. It's showing you don't let anything wrap around your legs. Don't let fear be so big, because even an elephant is afraid of the smallest thing, which is the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so since we want to play with this analogy right now, when the elephant is in the room and the elephant is something taboo and something negative, all it needs is an ounce of the truth. All it needs is an ounce of strength.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll make the elephant so uncomfortable that it's frightened. So fear becomes frightened with truth. Fear diminishes, actually, when you allow truth to be your secret strength. And so a lot of times when we allow truth to be our secret strength, let me say that again since it's being tongue-tied, since we allow truth to be our secret strength, that's where we have to speak. So it's a lot of S's going on. You have to allow your truth to speak so that you diminish and you allow fear to deflate itself. Because it's only in our psychological state and in our spirit state that we feel like the smallest things are the biggest things, because we're embarrassed about it, because we don't know how to deal with it. We may not have support. And we're not saying just because you use truth and you speak out on different things, we're not saying it's going to automatically equal easy peasy. No, it might get rough because you may not have people that believe you. You may not have people that support you. You may have somebody saying you got a vivid imagination and you always lying and you hot and you this and you that. And no. Mm-hmm. So when it comes, and I'm speaking on relationships between older women and younger girls,
a lot of times
we like to ignore signs. We like to ignore the elephant when it's big as hell and got somebody coiled up. Not just they leg, but they all around coiled up with the trunk of the elephant being bound. And they identify with it because they want to wear bound themselves. So I think the bigger part of the conversation that we're going to get to later on in the show is how to get confident enough to know that that elephant is afraid of the god dang own mouse. The one ray of light that can pierce through anything, you know. So to those of you that are listening out there, first of all, me and Akilah did not have a pre-show like detailed. We didn't do that. So me telling y'all to write down the taboos in your personal life and in your family, I didn't know that that was the angle she was taking in regards to being the elephant in the room. And that's why I love the show, because it's so organic. But I'm gonna put this part of the elephant room on the shelf, because I want you to talk about a little bit being the elephant in the room as it relates to entertainment.
Now,
so talk to us a little bit about you and your dreams and goals and aspiration as it relates to entertainment. And is there an elephant involved in that? Meaning, sometimes the elephant in the room could be any particular thing, but what is up with you in entertainment, as you know, as we talk about the elephant in the room?
Okay. Homegirl is telling me to take a deep breath. yeah, but as far as entertainment goes, it's hard. I mean, for a woman, it's, you know, I say for a woman in any job, it's a little harder. But in this field, this is like a male-dominated field, and you got to be careful about what you say and how you say it or talk to certain dudes, because they so sensitive. They more sensitive than you. So, you know, you got to watch what you say. And then, you know, I got to talk about as far as where I'm at as well, Miami. I love Miami. Don't get it twisted. I'm from D.C., and I let that be known a lot. Y'all will see it in my new single. I'm from D.C., but I've been here since 93 after the hurricane, and it's all I know. So Miami, as far as the music scene, I love Miami has their own style, just like D.C. had their own style with the go-go. Miami got their own thing with bass, but it's so down here. If I go, I went to Atlanta when I was like 20 years old, and when I tell you they play all the local artists on the radio, when you go up there, you hear about the local artists beefing, everything was going on with the local artists. They support that. They come out for that. They show love for that. Down here, it's like crabs in a barrel. In the bucket, and you know, just doing the shows that I've been doing lately. I left the music alone for a while. Everybody know that. I'm older now, and I really thought I was going to leave the music alone. But for some reason, you know, if it's in you, it's in you. And you can't, you know, if God puts something on you and in you, a gift, you got to use it. You can't just put it up or he'll take it away. So in me realizing that, I had to go ahead and use it. And right now, what I'm seeing is me trying to get out there and trying to push my stuff. It's hard. Everybody want money about you, and they know you ain't got none. So it's like they using you. It's like a circle down here. They use you. Everybody want money, money, money. And then they put you on late night, 2, 3, 4 in the morning, when the people who need to hear you, they done left the club. So that's something that's an elephant in the room, and I don't care who don't like it, but that's something that got to be addressed. And I'm going to say this. I was at the last show I was at, where Tip Drill performed, good performance, by the way. That girl got some music coming out. She tight work. Kay Fox jumped up on the stage. And Big D, he was basically doing this showcase because he wanted to hear new artists. And I understand it. Granted, it's her birthday. You know, on your day you hit the club, you want to hear music, you want to vibe. But this was a showcase. And she got up there and she straight disrespected all the artists that came on or the artists that did want to come on. She, like, blatantly disrespected them and was like, oh, we want to hear somebody that's relevant, you know. And I'm, to me, I hadn't performed yet. But had I got up there and performed, I would have felt offended. I felt offended for the people who got up there. And to me, it's like, damn, this is why Miami can't get on. You would never know what you're going to vibe to till you listen to it. And the fact that I ain't got that many likes, Instagram likes, that's what made that don't make me.
Right.
So I'm sorry if I don't have all the likes and the and make posts and do all this crazy shit for attention. I'm not gonna do it. That ain't me. All I ask you to do, go check me out, SoundCloud, Rain 4. I got my new music out right now. It's coming. I'm just dropping it. Just got out the studio with D Shim. Mixing down everything, so not as ready to really shop. That's why I wasn't so much pushing it, because all my music was rough drafts, and people were liking my rough drafts. So now I'm pushing the mixes. So y'all lay around for my single called Lock It, and it's an old, also it's an old song that I redid from DC. It's a DC go-go song, but it's for everybody. It's universal. Everybody from the people who I let here right now, they vibing to it in Miami. So I hope y'all can get on to it. I will put it in my on my Facebook and my Instagram. Facebook is Akilah Malik, AQUEELAH Malik, MALIK. My Instagram is AKELAMALIK. And my SoundCloud is Rain with the E, RAINE and the number 4, Rain 4. So that's where y'all can check my music out at. But my new stuff, I will be blessing y'all with it on Facebook soon, very soon. And I'm trying to do a video. I need somebody to shoot a video on Christmas Day. If y'all know somebody, get at me, please. You too,
okay,
Toya.
Okay. On the entertainment. So I have not been on like the music scene that much.
Yeah,
but
yeah, it's rough.
I have heard that it is rough in Miami, especially if you're not, you know,
hot.
Selling a
if you don't have that many likes. Right. If you don't have, you ain't dick, excuse my language, if you ain't riding nobody, mm-hmm. if you ain't kissing no butt, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know,
right.
you got to
so
do all
it's
that.
A, that's the elephant in the room.
And they still
that's,
don't put you on after you do all that.
Right. So that's what I was going to say. I think that's a part of the elephant in the room when it comes to entertainment. Like, sometimes people are, I don't want to say selling their souls, but they're doing certain things to try to get their desired results.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a gamble sometimes when you're solely, you know, dependent on the decision of somebody else. So that's why I think it's important for anybody who's in entertainment or anything that you're doing, get into your craft. Get into it
so dope
that you are the elephant in the room and people want to know, who are you?
Right. And that's what I was going to say. Yeah, after that, just stick, do your music. Your music is what's going to grab the people. That's what I think, you know, and I stick solely to that. And when y'all hear my music, y'all, you know, y'all understand where I'm coming from.
That's right. I wish we could have queued up some of the music before the show. I have to load it in the back studio, but coming soon. So we have 15 minutes left in the show, and and I wanted to touch on a few more things. So we talked about your personal elephant in the room as a child, and things, you know, that you're going through now, and then of course your music. And that's RAINE, the number 4 on SoundCloud. For those of you music heads that's already Googling, make sure you go check that out. But what about I want to talk about you in regards to your strength. What has given you your strength? Why haven't you given up? And what is it that you really want?
Oh, man, very good. I'm so glad you asked me that. My strength is, it comes from the pain. It comes from everything I've been through, the hurt, the struggle, the strain, I mean the stress. I had a brain aneurysm just 4 years ago. That just, you know, right before that, I lost a child. So, and then after that, I had a failed marriage. Before that, I had an abusive boyfriend. Before that, everything I've had has been, you know, I had an uncle, you know, that was a pervert. So, I mean, everything that I've been through has caused me to be more vocal because I know and it keeps me strong. When I speak up about those things, that's what strengthens me because I'm speaking up for somebody else who may not have had their strength to say nothing. And I can say that, as, you know, with my friends and my family. You know, I've been that one to be like, okay, let's go get them. I got your back because I know what it is. And I don't want nobody else to feel like that around me. Don't feel like you can't speak how you feel. You can't be you. Because when you with me, that's what I want. I encourage my kids, my friends, be yourself. Don't be nothing other than who you are because for some reason, that's why I'm around you. I respect you enough, you know, and I care about you in some type of way. Because I see the strength in somebody else. And my friends, honestly, I got some strong friends. And everybody can't
That's
say
right.
that. You know, it's very few. I ain't talking about I don't call everybody my friends. It's very few who have, you know, kept me grounded along the way. A couple of them here with me right now. But
hey, friends.
But yeah, they keep me grounded, and I love it, you know, and I thank God for it because when I look for that groundedness in my sisters, they couldn't get that to me, you know. I was in the streets doing my thing, and you know, certain people can get through to you at certain times. So it's like, that's what strengthens me. A lot of times. We like to look at the bad things and we look at, oh, they hurt us, they did this. But then you got to look around at the people who was there in spite of the ones who hurt you, the ones who were down. You got people who trying to be there in your life who keep saying, oh, I'm here. You know, talk to them people. Try to get closer to those people who really care about you.
The ones who are available.
Right. I see so many young girls getting hurt by their friends, and I went through all that. So, you know, I let my daughter know early, you ain't got no friends. You know what I'm saying? Respect everybody for who they are, but at the end of the day, you don't have no friends. But you wait, and you'll see them ones who going to stick it out with you. Them your friends, and I had to see. I grew up with my friends.
Yeah, we call that your tribe. Your tribe was trying to find you.
Right, we all fell apart, but we were right back. You know what I'm saying? So, and then we all been through things, so we come back around. You learn, you grow, and then you can strengthen each other. So that's what gave me strength. And I gotta mention my daddy. My daddy, you know, I lost my way a while because he tore his behind with me. So that was another thing issue that I had, but. That's like, I love him to death right now, and I know everything I know and I understand is because of him.
Right, because what's the first thing I asked when you told me your name, when you were like, oh, my name is Akila Malik? I was like, okay, who is the Black Power Marcus Garvey person? And she looked at me like, huh? And I was like, with a name like Akila Malik, no, somebody is definitely woke. It's either your mama or your daddy or both of them. And
my daddy shared
with me her dad.
Tell
us a little bit more about him.
16. He changed his name at 16. He got into the Nation of Islam. And that's another thing, y'all, I want these men to know, because you got so many broken boys, broken men. They can't even become men because they broken as little boys. My dad, you know, he shared something with me about him being in the Nation of Islam. He noticed because he owned a painting company right now, and he deal with a lot of young men. He trying to get them jobs and put them on. And he say a lot of young men these days don't know how to stand and look at a man eye to eye and hold a conversation. And, you know, my uncle tried to argue him with that, but when my daddy told me that, I said, that's true. Like, I get that because I see so many young boys, they can't even complete a sentence right now. Let alone hold a conversation and look a man in the eye and shake a man and really talk to a man and get to the bottom of whatever the issue is. But my daddy, you know, and
by him growing up in the Nation of Islam, my daddy dropped out in eighth grade. But right now, he got a thriving business. My little brother, I got to tell y'all, my little brother, Sharif Abdul Malik, y'all got to look him up. He is the one who started WeBuyBlack.com. 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 Y'all check it
That's
out.
Right.
The dollars are generating to us. It's for us. Help put a black woman or black man children through college. Stop supporting these ARABs the way we do. These people they disrespect us every day, and we still go spend money in their stores. Go online. You got a card, get a prepaid card. Go online and shop. I'm telling y'all because I need to do the same thing. I ain't been on there yet. And my little brother got toothbrushes. He just manufactured his own toothbrushes, the first black-owned toothbrush called Oral Coral. Go in there, look it up, and on the back of it shows you just how your teeth should be brushed properly. But my daddy, he raised my brothers and sisters in Islam. So for me to be a Christian, and I'm telling you that I seen them raised in Islam, and I ain't got nothing to say about that because I've seen Islam bring my brothers and sisters up in a way that I wish I could have been brought up. But fortunately, I had to go through what I went through, and I got where I'm at. But I love my daddy. He raised all of us. He still gave us the knowledge, the wisdom. He always tell us, I ain't got no money for you, but I got some knowledge for you. So we all respect that. And we love that. And they come from my daddy.
That's what's up. I'm so happy that you decided to survive your situations. And they don't even have to be anything major because people are giving up these days over the smallest things.
Oh, yeah.
You just
told
me about, about the people killing the children, people killing themselves.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous that we have to do that. But only because we don't embrace emotional and mental health.
Mm-hmm.
We don't equivalent. We don't make the connection between
exactly.
Issues. Like, okay, so one of the issues that are big in in our black community and our community at large is homosexuality. So they'll easily say, okay, that is a mental illness. That's something wrong. You just thinking wrong.
Yeah.
But if I want my boyfriend not to talk to nobody, not to do this, not to do that, not to do this, and he got to give me his hotel, all these stipulations, that is a mental illness and emotional illness in itself. You can't look at that person. You can't walk down this. Oh my gosh. So if we want to acknowledge issues, mental and emotional issues in one area, but we don't want to acknowledge it across the board. So I think those are things that we need to definitely start to promote, and I like to have a psychologist write in the magazine in Good News Schools. I like to have them bring their 2 cents to the table because I like to look for experts to back up my little golden 2 cents. So
yeah.
We already know that, you know, mental and emotional illnesses, they lead to our demise on all levels. So I'm going to run this down for y'all really quick. Because let me check the time. Okay, we got 4 minutes. So really quickly, I just want to say that, ladies and gentlemen, if we recognize and acknowledge that mental and emotional and spiritual imbalances, those are real physical, emotional, mental, spiritual strains that we have. If we don't seek counseling, if we don't seek therapy, self-help, those types of things, there will always be the elephant in the room, the negative thing in the room. The fear becomes so
mm-hmm.
big
mm-hmm.
that it overpowers your whole entire life.
Yeah, the whole life.
You
got to get on all
types
of medication, anxiety,
mm-hmm.
depression. You know, that's when it becomes
mm-hmm.
mental because it's not being addressed.
And it's not being addressed, and no one's there coaching you to
right.
show you that it's literally just a decision that you decide to make. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to be ashamed. I'm not going to allow whatever I feel to define me. Because you
mm-hmm.
might have a suicidal thought, but you need to know where to put that thought, in the trash.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You might have
had
a jealous
my washing ties, but I'll be damned.
Right. And it we've ranges from extremes, suicidal thoughts, all the way down to the smallest thing. Like, I want to slap the taste out of somebody's mouth because you might have caught me and just stepped on my shoe. So, like, it ranges. And so for those of you that are familiar with What's Bigger Than Beef and my community curriculum on that, don't allow anything to get you in a beef blackout zone where all you focus on is that negative thing that happened. Because if you do, you subject yourself to all the consequences that are to follow when you submit yourself to fear. Fear makes you do some crazy things.
Yeah,
right now, fear is making our society not support each other. Fear is making our society look at other people for solutions besides ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Fear is
exactly.
Allowing us to not be empowered, to not be creative. We're suppressing our creative capabilities. I'm right here on Coral Oral, WeBuyBlack.com, about to purchase my little two brushes for the $5.
That's what's up.
So, you know what I'm saying? So we have to remove fear. And so for those of you that have been listening to tonight's show, fear could be the elephant in the room that overpowers your life. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So we want you to make sure that you are equipped to know that you are not what you fear. You are not fear. You are powerful enough to have a spiritual decision-making moment where you decide what you want to be. I decide to be a woman of strength. I decide to take my pain and to use it to fuel, you know, or I transmute that fear into power because I don't have time to be fearful because I'm wasting time. You know what I'm saying? So for those of you that are listening, make sure you chime in with Ms. Akiva Malik at RAINE, the number 4, on SoundCloud. She's also AKELA Malik, MALIK, on Instagram. And what if somebody needs to connect with you? Do you have a contact or email?
I do have an email, number1.AkilaMalik, AKELA MALIK, @gmail.com, or call me. I'd rather you call me anyway because all that other stuff, I don't really be on that. But they can call me
at 786. Go ahead and leave your number.
786-768-4162. Anytime. I'm available music-wise, anything, you know, just to talk, speak your mind, because hopefully we'll get some more topics and we can be able to come back at you because I got some more for you, girl. I got some more.
Okay. I want to thank you for being my special guest this
thank
evening.
You.
I really appreciate it. We want to see some Down South collabs right about now. It would be nice. Because there's some down south. Like, I love me some Mike Smith. And I was only introduced to Mike Smith from the Trayvon Martin song. So I like a lot of his positive stuff. But he's definitely someone I challenge you to do a project with. That would be pretty
said?
Dope. Mike Smith.
Who you said? Mike Smith?
Mike.
Yeah, that'll be...
That'll be dope if y'all could work on that. But most for sure, we look forward to
you being
on the show.
And I would like to collab with a lot more females. I'm sorry.
Okay. No. And I think that's necessary because I think we need more collaborations in that area.
Yeah. Especially in the game right now.
Make it happen.
Yeah, I would love to.
Absolutely.
I'm with it. Just get at me.
Okay. Well, thank you again for being on the show.
We look forward
to having you in the future. So let's go ahead and ride out. Those of you that are listening in, thank you for chiming in. We hope that you can address some of the taboo issues in your life. Seek some counseling. You can check out White Eagle Therapies, my home girl, Ms. Jamar Akeitsa, who's my personal therapist. Or you can talk to some of your local clinics that have counseling services. All right. So peace and blessings, everyone. catch us here the same time, same place next week. And make it do what it do. All right, let's ride out.